I won't use the exact word for fear of harming little ears, but you know it. It starts with a P, it rhymes with blimp, and it has something to do with employment. An Illinois court in the 1920s substituted a phrase more fit for the discriminating listener. The word means a person who practices rascality. It wasn't the R word, but the P word, remember, rhymes with blimp, that a website used under a photograph of the motorcycle-riding, bus-leaping Evel Knievel. Evel was pictured at an awards ceremony with his arms around his wife and another woman. The caption read, "Evel Knievel proves that you're never too old to be a rascality-practicing guy." A quick procedural history. Evel saw the website. Evel sued for defamation, the legal cause of action that protects injury to reputation. Just a few days ago, an appellate court decided that Evel has no case, causing Evel to exclaim to a reporter, "What good is law in the United States of America if five or six expletive bimbos are going to rule against it?" Evel's legal analysis, sadly, is just a few inches short of a canyon jump. As it turns out, the law is rich with cases brought by others wrongfully called rascality practitioners, and the wronged, especially those in the public eye, routinely lose. Turns out that the word at issue, historically in a legal sense, just isn't as bad a moniker as you might think. Cases involving the rascality label first appeared in the 1800s, and the plaintiffs often lost. To quote one early court, "It is not actionable per se to say of a person that he is a rogue, a rascal, a scoundrel, a villain, a cheat, a swindler, or a you-know-what." A court in Evel's own Montana over 100 years ago found the phrase first-class P-word, as set out in a complaint, an allegation of matter unbecoming the dignity of a court to hear. But then it added that the P-word by itself was not necessarily so objectionable. This is not to say that all those who've complained of such name-calling have lost their legal arguments, but add to the mix the fact that Evel Knievel is a household name and the argument that the caption wasn't meant to be taken as fact, and you've got an even higher mountain of buses to jump. And that's close to what the court decided in Evel's case. Those who read that particular caption in context it wrote would not conclude that Evel was really truly a rascal. The photograph in question was part of a series, and each photo was captioned with cool, young, hip language. To paraphrase, Evel needs to chill. In the end, the court moved more toward a full judicial embrace of the P-word, in fact, writing explicitly that to be labeled in such a way might actually be a compliment. The court quoted an online slang dictionary and reported that in today's youth speak, the P-word means a cool dude, or a person with a mastery of a particular subject matter. Compliment or not, to quote a New York court, "As a general matter, Americans are free to say and to write bad things about each other, like, say, using the P-word to describe a man with his arms draped around two women, or calling a group of judges bimbos." I'm Amy.